Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Alexis Fink and Emily Hudson.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Intel on AI. This is Alexis Fink.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And today we have as our guest Max Diehl, the Director of Product at Domino Data Labs. Welcome, Matt. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I work at Domino Data Lab as Director of Product. I myself have been at Domino for almost 2.5 years. I joined when we were a small company and was someone who actually tried to buy the product early on because I was running a data science team at a fintech company. And ultimately, the CEO and founder, Nick, who I used to work with in the finance space back in the hedge fund world, convinced me to just come work here instead of buy the product. So that was a fateful decision. And here I am 2.5 years later doing product and product marketing and all of that fun stuff.
Well, you mentioned the product. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that product is?
Yeah. So Domino is a data science platform. And by that, I mean, it is a platform for organizations and teams of data scientists to all work in a single unified place using the tools that they know and love. And allows them to both develop the models, powerful models, machine learning models, but also then deliver and deploy those into the business. And that has sort of grown over the last 5 years. And our big focus is making sure that we're not trying to rebuild any of the great tools that are out there, things like Jupyter, things like RStudio, and things like Intel's Python distribution. A lot of these really powerful open source tools are out there. And for us, we're about trying to build that single unified platform that helps bring everybody together and collaborate much more effectively.
Wonderful. So I'm familiar with GitHub as a data scientist tool. Can you talk a little bit about why Domino is getting into the model management industry and why models matter?
GitHub is a great analogy for us, though I think there's some subtle differences. Obviously, data science teams use GitHub, but what we've found is that GitHub is really a repository for your code. And what Domino is not just the place where you write code, but it's also the place where the actual execution of your work and your experiments happens. And so the analogy I often use is Salesforce. And Salesforce is a product where sales teams spend 80% of their day in Salesforce. It's sort of the system of record of one core part of a business, the sort of whole customer experience. And what Domino saw is that there was a whole class of knowledge worker, as in the data scientist, who didn't really have that single system of record. And so that was really our focus, was building that out. So as you go, data science teams started small, a lot of 5, 10 data scientists on a team. And now we've seen teams of 50, 100, 500. And to support that complexity of such a big organization, you really do need a system. And that's what we've been trying to build at Domino. And to your question specifically on the model side, a lot of times people are like, oh, models, like, what does that mean? What exactly do you mean when you're describing a model? It's sort of a term that gets thrown around a lot. And we think about it as at the core of AI and deep learning and machine learning is just a model. And that's sort of the atomic unit of this era. And what we've seen is that models are really powerful. And it's not that models are brand new. People have been using models for decades. But what is new is the amount of places that they can be used because we're capturing all sorts of new data and the complexity of those models themselves because we have so much more computing power than we did thanks to people like Intel. And so as a result, the potential universe of use cases has exploded. And we see people not just doing things to have operational improvements like chatbots, but also a more exciting and more totally novel approaches. I mean, obviously self-driving cars, people doing things in the image recognition space. And I think all of those different pieces are all at their heart powered by models.
I think you're right. They are all at their heart powered by models, and models are just tremendous in terms of their ability to change and improve our life. I'd love for you to share some of the examples of work that Domino Data Lab has enabled, some of the real life case examples of how this has come to life.
One of my favorite use cases is the agricultural crop science team at Bayer. They have hundreds of people working in Domino, and what they're doing is all sorts of things from looking at satellite imagery of crop fields and trying to figure out and give recommendations to farmers about what seed variants they should plant in different places based on the subtle variations in the altitude of the field such that water will pool in different places. I mean, it's sort of mankind's oldest industry, and yet it's been really cool to see how they're able to take that data and build these really powerful models and then serve that decision guidance back to people on the ground.
As a person who spent a lot of time wrestling with models and doing that across teams, I'd love for you to help us understand a little bit about the actual mechanics inside.
The tool set of a data science team is constantly evolving. Each data scientist has their own preferred tool stack to use when working. And you might like R, I might like Python, someone else might like Python 2.3.6, and I use 2.7. And very powerful because each of those tools is constantly being innovated and there's new things that people can do. But it also makes it really hard for us to work together. I might not be able to replicate the results that you got. If I, for some reason, decide to leave my job and go work somewhere else, it's really hard for somebody else to pick that up and run with it. And so what Domino is doing under the hood is it uses Docker containers. So it's a container-based architecture. And every little piece of work, every sort of incremental piece of work that you do, we're capturing all that data because it's so critical to be able to reproduce and build on the work of your colleagues. What Domino's done with the platform is allow that to happen automatically, and that allows teams to work much more effectively as teams scale.
You know, that reproducibility problem is actually a very real one. If I just think about the agriculture example you used a minute ago, if one model says plant this type of seed in this quadrant of the field and another model says plant a different one, there are real live implications to that.
There's so many different moving pieces that went into how you got to that final model. So you could have used different data. You could have used the same data, but one was updated slightly differently. You might have used different versions of machine learning package where they did a random number seed differently. There's so many moving pieces. And unless you can really fully trace that entire history and lineage of the model, you really can't identify what changed.
Well, Intel's background in semiconductors, I think we've certainly learned the value of operational efficiencies and copying exact and being able to track workflows. And so it's really interesting to hear this being applied to the data science industry and model management. You mentioned Python earlier, and I know that you've done some work with Intel's distribution of Python and in terms of benchmarking and seeing some great performance results. So I wanted to just see if you had had any more work on that lately and could talk more about the benefits there.
So we work closely with Intel, and Intel's Python distribution, I think, is one of those things that it's really powerful. And I think the way that it's been optimized, when we did some basic benchmarking, we were seeing improvement relative to standard Python, almost 10x, like an order of magnitude. That's just one experiment that you run. It might take 12 minutes to run normally, and you could run it in 2 minutes now. But think about if every little iteration takes you 12 minutes, and then you move that to 2 minutes, you can try 6 times more things in the same amount of time. When you multiply that out by the number of experiments and the number of projects across a large data science team, it translates into massive time savings, which can be pushed into a lot of new ideas that can get tested. And that's, I think, been really exciting for us.
So not only are you able to run an awful lot more, refine your models, et cetera, but you'll have access to all of those variations as opposed to someone running them independently on their own machine. And then, well, those 4 didn't work, so I threw them out. The next person comes along and then they retry those same 4 that we already know doesn't work.
People hate doing redundant work. It's so frustrating to spend weeks on something to find out that, oh, somebody else already did that. I just couldn't find it. Or I found their code, but I couldn't rerun it, so I had to write it from scratch. And so from Domino's perspective, we're trying to solve an organizational problem, which is how do you make data science and organizational capability something akin to how you have finance and sales and marketing. But to do that well, you really have to get the people who are in the trenches really excited. And things like having all your work automatically organized and preserved has been a real win for data scientists.
So just selfishly, as someone who's played in this, I'm in a project. I have this brilliant idea that I'm sure is just going to blow this bad boy wide open. I've got this great approach I'm going to run. And does it say, wait, that happened 3 months ago and here's the result? Like, how exactly does that work?
So the way we do this right now is we sort of index all the metadata around the work that's being done. So example I use, a lot of people are using data science to do churn modeling. So if I'm about to start a project on churn modeling, I should probably search Domino for the word churn just to see what somebody else has done, because chances are I am not the first person. And then I can go in and look at what somebody else has done. I can see their projects. I can see if somebody created a template project on how we as a team always do churn projects. That's how we do it today. I think we have all the underlying data to proactively recommend or advise you, hey, watch out, like red alert, you're about to do something somebody else has already done. We don't do that today, but fortunately, by being a system of record, we're capturing all that data already. So it's just a matter of time before we can start to do more data science on the data science process.
So you touched briefly a minute ago on some of the challenges faced by data scientists and organizations. And then one of them was the model ops challenge of how to get a model into the workflow. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a challenge we hear all the time. All the innovation in the data science space has really been on the development side. It hasn't changed how we deploy software. Often models are now big inputs into our software products. And so if there's not a tight collaboration between data scientists and IT or software development teams, it often ends up being this either throw it over the fence or some sort of long drawn out process whereby it gets recoded and data science teams are frustrated that the thing they spent so long on is not actually having any value. And I think the other thing that's really important is that ultimately, models don't run like software. You write software to a spec, it runs. Obviously, there can be bugs and you should deal with the bugs, but ultimately, it runs as it was intended. A model is by definition different. It is probabilistic insofar as it's not always going to be right. And as the data that passes through that model changes, it'll drift. And so you have to set yourself up to not only be able to deliver a model once, but be able to deliver it over and over because you're constantly needing to iterate and make sure that it is reflective of the reality that is your business at that time.
So do you have any mechanism or tools by which you can help trigger a refresh of the model or help people understand when they're starting to see models drift out of usefulness?
Yeah, with Domino, it's really important to do two things. One is to make sure that you preserve the link between the production model and how it was built. And so what we do is we preserve the exact link between the version of a model, whether that like a web app or an API, and the exact state of the project and all the files that created it. And so that way, if something goes wrong, you can always trace back that lineage chain and say, oh, this model was serving this person and made this prediction that they would default on their credit card. It ended up being wrong. I want to know why. And so I want to go see, oh, that was built by Bob and Nancy on this date, and they tried these 14 things. And being able to tell that whole story is so critical to be able to constantly update your models.
Now, before we let you go, I understand you're part of the Intel AI Builders program.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about how that relationship with Intel has helped Domino?
Obviously, Intel is a leader in the technology space for decades, and I think the AI space in particular has been really helpful for us in terms of improving our visibility across all the different types of customers that Intel works with, and also helping us think about the types of tools that, I mean, obviously we talked about the Intel Python distribution. Intel's building lots of tools, hardware and software, that helps data scientists. And so I think for us, our mantra is work with best-in-class companies that build tools like this. And Intel has absolutely been one of our best partners there.
Excellent. Now, for folks who want to get more information about Domino, where could we send them to go?
I would advise people to check out dominodatalab.com. There's a recorded demo for those who want to see that. It sort of actually can see what it looks like in real life. Or if people want a custom demo, there's a contact us form and our team will be happy to reach out and talk people through.
Great. Thank you, Mac. This has been terrific. I want to thank you for your time today and for your insights. Until next time, this is Alexis Fink.
I'm Emily Hudson.
And this has been Intel on AI.